Faith Impact Africa podcast by Faith Flows, and I am Vanessa. Glad to be back here. Now, on this episode, I am speaking with the Bitcoin chief, Gaius Chibuze Ekuri. Now, he is a serial entrepreneur, an author, and cryptocurrency master, and is one of the best-selling authors who is passionate about maximizing the enormous potentials of the internet. Thank you for joining me on this podcast, Mr. Gaius.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, let's get into this conversation. I have been wanting to ask several questions, right? Now, since 2009, since the creation of the Bitcoin, it has gained a lot of popularity. But with all these popularity, there are several people who are yet to understand the nitty-gritty of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency trading, right? As a way to start off this conversation, can you explain to a layman what these concepts are in simple terms? Because on several platforms, I've heard you say that Bitcoin has the potential to take Africa out of poverty, especially young people.
First of all, I want to thank you so much for having me. A brief introduction about myself. Like you rightly said, I got involved in Bitcoin in 2011. I used to be involved with network marketing, precisely Organo Gold. So a guy on Facebook who used to be like a top leader in the company I was promoting then. So I used to follow him so I could learn from him and everything that he was sharing, an American guy. So one day I noticed that he stopped talking about that company. I was not talking about Bitcoin. So I asked him if he could give me more information about this Bitcoin and what it was. And he said yes. And that was how it all started. He sent me a YouTube video. I watched that YouTube video, and the person in that video was talking about how Bitcoin has gone from 1 cent in 2008 to now $8 as a, when he was doing that video. What really caught my attention was the fact that he said there is ever going to be just 21 million Bitcoins. So if there is ever going to be just 21 million Bitcoin, what this means is that there is not even enough Bitcoin to go around even 1% of the world. So I immediately picked interest, and that was how I bought my first Bitcoin. I never knew that it was going to be as big as it is right now. My whole idea was that because I had invested in something similar called eGold. So I invested in a couple of other digital assets, but I just bought Bitcoin for the sake of the scarcity that I was told about in that YouTube video. So I bought my Bitcoin. After I bought my Bitcoin, I kept it. As things progressed, there was the popular Ponzi scheme called MMM in my home country in Nigeria then that came made Bitcoin popular. Yeah. So in that 2015, 2016, that Ponzi scheme, I think the government or the bank started clamping down on people who were transacting with it using their Naira account. So people moved and started using Bitcoin, you understand? So people started using Bitcoin for that transaction. So a guy who wanted to introduce me to one of those schemes told me that I should use Bitcoin instead of doing transaction with my bank. So what happened is that I now told him, I said, so you mean this Bitcoin? I said, I bought this Bitcoin some years ago. He now showed me the price, what, as at that time, over $800. Wow, I was impressed. So I got involved and I started promoting Bitcoin then in the National Assembly. I started doing quite a whole lot. And that was how my journey with Bitcoin trading started officially. I was just an honorary investor in 2011. But after that encounter, where I saw that Bitcoin was going up, I immediately started promoting Bitcoin, and that was how I was in the National Assembly then.
You mean Nigeria's National Assembly?
Yes, I used to work in the National Assembly Abuja as an SA on new media to a senator. Yeah, so that was how I started promoting Bitcoin.
Breathe, feel, live, love, learn, grow in faith, and make an impact. Introducing the new faithflows.org app. A new kind of social network that is dedicated towards uplifting the well-being of individuals and communities around the world, where believers can connect, learn new skills, teach, inspire others, listen to Faith Radio, and volunteer for humanitarian missions. Download the Faith Flows app today and start living your best life now.
So you have been listening to Impact Africa podcast series on Faith News Radio, and podcasts have been charted with Nigeria's pioneer investor in Bitcoin and also the brain behind Abit Mobile App Limited, a global tech company, Mr. Gaius. And he's also keen about helping people understand the abundant potential of the internet and how we can maximize the power of the new media. Back to you, Gaius.
In the ending of 2016, I resigned from my job to officially pursue the Bitcoin dream. After that, I resigned from my job. I moved to another country and I started promoting Bitcoin and I started promoting cryptocurrency trading. So I've been doing that officially since then. And a few years later, in 2018, I was awarded as among the top 3% traders globally by volume on Binance. Binance is like the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange. I've spoken at Harvard about cryptocurrency and how young people can key into it. I've also had a lot of successes around it. Now, many people listening to this probably may not really understand why Bitcoin is a big deal and because they don't understand what it is.
That's what I want you to explain.
Yes. So Bitcoin is a digital currency that was created by a person called or group of people known by a name called Satoshi Nakamoto. The whole idea was to create a crypto, was to create a currency that is borderless. A country, you must go through using SWIFT. You see, Russia was cut off of SWIFT some weeks ago when they started their fight against Ukraine.
Yeah.
But for Bitcoin, nobody can cut you off because it is decentralized. So no single authority controls the movement and the usage. At every given time, the people who are holding it determines how it is used, what the price is, what, and everything about it. So the unique thing about Bitcoin is that it is built on the blockchain. The blockchain has been said to be like the most transparent technology ever. If I send some Bitcoin to you now, you can't deny that I didn't send it on a public ledger, which anybody that has access to it can see it, that I sent so and so to you and see this so and so. It cannot be deleted. But in the traditional banking system, people can tamper with information. I have a friend who wanted to travel abroad and he said, the school said she should put 11 million naira in her account. And she said a banker was telling her to pay 2 million and he will just add figures to her account. And after she prints her statement, he would take out the figures. This shows you the corruption that is on, the client corruption that goes on. But in crypto or Bitcoin, they can't do that because you will need over 1 million computers connected to the internet. You need to go to each of them one by one to go change or edit a transaction. Now, the most important thing about Bitcoin for me is the scarcity. People that are listening to this from Nigeria, the US, or wherever it is that they are listening, the reason why you see that the dollar or naira keeps devaluing every day is because the government keeps printing new money every day. Whenever the government needs something, instead of working for that thing, they're printing new money. So there is really, it takes them nothing to print billions of naira or billions of dollars. They can always print and print, even though we know that for supply and demand to balance, for the GDP of a country to balance, the supply and demand has to balance. But the government can just supply without
adequate demand.
The government is printing money. But one thing about cryptocurrency is that it has a limited supply. So at any given time, there can't be more than 21 million Bitcoin. So at any given time, the person holding a particular Bitcoin is part of this 21 million. So you can't increase it, you can't decrease it. So this fixed supply is what made it, is that way to eat. And that is what has made gold 1 cent in 2008 to, I think it's currently $42,000 as at this time we are speaking.
Okay.
So this is the beauty of it.
Mr. Gaius, I want to ask a question.
Yes.
Do you mean outside this 21 million people, nobody else can buy Bitcoin?
No, it is not 21 million people. You understand? There is more than 21 million people holding Bitcoin, but there is just 21 million Bitcoin. There can be 21 million Bitcoin or there can be 10 billion people doing it. Don't forget, Bitcoin is divisible. So there are people holding like $100 worth of Bitcoin. Remember, I told you, I said one Bitcoin is $42,000. You can hold less than one. You can hold even a fraction of it.
All right. Okay. Now, for someone or a newbie who wants to go into Bitcoin buying or trading or cryptocurrency trading, what kind of advice would you give if this individual is entertaining fears of losing out or losses?
Okay, good. So someone that is coming now, the issue of it might not work is already out of it. Bitcoin has been there for the past 10 years. In fact, Bitcoin has been judged as the best investment for the past decade. No investment has gone sent to $10,000 at its peak. Bitcoin is the only thing that has done that. So for the issue of work or not working, that is already out of it. Anything that has lasted for 10 years definitely is here to stay. But what as the person needs to know is how this thing works. Mostly Africa invest in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency with the wrong mindset of how they get rich mindset. Because Bitcoin Chief was fortunate to buy Bitcoin in 2011 for $35 and it's understandable that at $42,000, even if I bought just 10, I should be rich. Everybody thinks if they just come today and put $100, they will become rich the next morning. So they're not really looking at the time I entered. They're not really looking at the factors on present ground now, whereby volatility and everything is turning out how this thing works. After learning about how it works, the next thing that they should do as newbies is try their hands. You learn in trial. You learn better in trial. So buy some Bitcoin, learn and see how the price goes up and down. That is the most important thing anybody can do for themselves. Buy some Bitcoin, see how the price goes up and down, and now decide if it's really something for you. So this is what I think is missing right now among newbies. Most of them just want to buy it because they see that people got rich from Bitcoin. They also want to get rich from Bitcoin. They don't even care about understanding how this thing works and how it's definitely going to their lives on the long term.
Okay, now, is it possible for someone to own Bitcoin without buying it or earn Bitcoin without buying it?
Perfect. Yes, there is a way people earn Bitcoin. So one of the ways to earn Bitcoin is to work for it. I run an online academy where I teach people how to trade. I teach them how to trade. Now, on this my online academy, people pay me for my time with Bitcoins. That means I am earning Bitcoin. People reward me with Bitcoin. Some of my students can say, oh, sir, I love the way you teach. You have helped me to understand this thing and you have made profit. They will dash me Bitcoin. Then there are also people that I have developers in Dubai that work with my company. I pay them in Bitcoin every month. So people are, that is one way people earn it. Then people can perform tasks. There are some online platforms that you can perform some tasks and they give you Bitcoin.
Is the crypto space all about buying and selling of cryptocurrencies?
Okay, good. So there is more to the crypto space than buying and selling of cryptocurrency. Crypto can be used for greater good. Crypto has been used for charity. Crypto has been used for security. Crypto has been used for so many other things. But the most important of all is the blockchain, which is the technology that crypto is built upon. For example, in a country like Nigeria, where most of its elections are rigged, if the voting system is coordinated on the blockchain, what happens? What happens is that nobody can, whatever the result is after every election, nobody can contend it. I don't know if you understand me.
Yes, I do. I understand.
Yeah, whatever the result is, nobody can contend it. Why? Because on the blockchain, I said it's transparent. So the people who are voting cannot be duplicated. So because it's on the blockchain, that means that it can never be falsified. It can never be falsified. So that is why I always tell people, I say blockchain is more than just Bitcoin. Bitcoin is just a small percentage of what blockchain is or what Bitcoin or what cryptocurrency is. You understand? It can be used for so many things outside, can be used for so many things outside just buying and selling. So buying and selling is more popular because buying and selling is more popular for cryptocurrencies or the blockchain. Why? Because almost everyone has one issue or the other. Almost everyone needs money. So people are just focused on that.
Breathe, feel, live, love, learn, grow in faith, and make an impact. Introducing the new faithflows.org app, a new kind of social network that is dedicated towards uplifting the well-being of individuals and communities around the world.
Now, Mr. Gaius, you got your money by buying Bitcoin at its earliest stage.
Yeah.
And you and I know that in the years that followed, we've seen a lot of cryptocurrencies emerge. Now, how can someone identify a crypto project that is profitable enough to venture into?
So one of the ways for, remember I said something when I started, I said the most important question to ask when getting involved in crypto is what is the use case for this particular cryptocurrency? As it stands today, we have over 15,000 different cryptocurrencies. 90% of these cryptocurrencies were just created to just rip money off from people. But what is the number one thing that you should check? Why was that cryptocurrency created? What is the use case? You understand me? What is the use case of that cryptocurrency? What is the use case of that cryptocurrency? So there need to be a reason why that cryptocurrency was created. Remember, I explained, I said Bitcoin was created so that people can make borderless payments. People, I can be here in the US, I send money to you in second in Nigeria without having to leave my house. But there is no other way I can do that if you don't have a US bank account. Only through cryptocurrency can I do that. Now, people should look at the use case of that particular cryptocurrency. The platform called Binance created this cryptocurrency called BNB for people to use as a utility token to use to pay bills on their platform and the rest. I personally created a cryptocurrency. Why, if people hold that token, if they can't sell it, what can they use it for?
Okay, now that's out of the way, right? Another question I would like to ask is, what's the difference between trading in crypto and forex trading?
Okay, so in as much as I don't do forex, I have some information, I have some understanding of what it is. So the forex market is like the stock market. The forex means stock. Every company sells something called shares. So when this company sells something called shares, the shareholders trade in their stock. They hold their stock. So forex is different from crypto. Crypto is token. Forex is stock. Forex has to do with trading securities. Those companies that you trade their stocks are regulated. They are controlled by the government. The government determines what they do. But in crypto, it is unregulated. It is not controlled by anybody. The people who are holding it at any given time determine what it is and how they use it.
Wow, interesting. Okay, another question is, how much money can someone who wants to go into buying a Bitcoin can start?
Okay, so there is really no fixed amount that someone should start with. The truth is that you can start with any amount. When I started in 2011, I bought my first Bitcoin. I bought a total of $200. So that means that you can start with even $100. You can start with $50. You don't necessarily need to start with big amount of money. People should start. I advise people to start small and understand it and then go big.
So I can start buying Bitcoin with $100 at this time. So how do I spot, for instance, if I want to go into cryptocurrency, like buying Bitcoin now, how do I spot where to go to buy it?
Okay, so there are a couple of platforms, but I think someone has to introduce someone to. So I have built quite a few of them. ThoughtSpace is my mobile application where people can buy, sell crypto, and crypto, do a whole lot of everything that they need to do with crypto. They can do it on my platform called ThoughtSpace. And there are a couple of other platforms out there which I might want to advertise because I am a paid influencer. So I get paid to mention those platforms.
I understand.
I have built one. Yes, I have built one which is ThoughtSpace. So people can use it to buy and sell cryptocurrencies.
Okay, another question I like to ask is that the market is a wide space where millions of traders with different volume of cash or capital come to buy and sell. And it's possible to lose up to 100% of your capital due to maybe greed or fear. What sort of trading strategy does someone is employ here to ensure that you thrive in this market, not to lose as much as 100% of your capital?
So first of all, they need to think long term. You understand? First of all, they need to think long term. The first way not to lose money is to think long term. People who think short term always lose in cryptocurrency to those of us who think long term, because you will always buy and sell in fear. In as much as I have sat down here to tell you about all the gains of cryptocurrency, how I have made millions and it has changed my life, I also have to tell you about the risk too involved. The risk here is that the price is very volatile. Price goes up and down. So when the price goes up, people celebrate, but the price can also go down. So it's very volatile. So people should take note of the risk involved when the price goes down so that they know on a long term, for them to really make money from this ecosystem, they need to buy when the price is low and sell when the price is high. It's kind of called buy low, sell high kind of thing.
That's interesting, right? In addition to specific challenges that you just pointed out, are there any challenges that someone who wants to go into buying Bitcoin should have in mind?
Good. One of the challenges is to understand the platform that you're buying from. Then don't just put your money and go and sleep. If you're not an investor, you must be monitoring the price movement. You understand? Okay. So you must be monitoring the price movement if you are a short-term trader, because you need to know when it is in profit and you need to know when you should sell and when you should buy. So that is how it should be done.
Breathe, feel, live, love, learn, grow in faith, and make an impact. Introducing the new faithflows.org app, a new kind of social network that is dedicated towards uplifting the well-being of individuals and communities around the world.
Thank you very much. This has been an interesting conversation. As a parting remark, what would you say?
So my parting remark is that people should get to understand cryptocurrencies before they talk about, before they even know if they want to do it or not. Most people have closed their mind to this cryptocurrency. I started here on this Instagram telling people to buy Bitcoin when it was selling below $1,000. Many of them didn't listen and they bought it last year at $69,000. Imagine if they had taken their time, opened their mind and listened to me. Definitely many of them would be very rich right now. So people should take their time and understand how this thing works, and then they should take it up from there.
Once again, thank you, Mr. Gaius. Thank you for this time.
You're welcome.
Now, cryptocurrency or Bitcoin trading has been simplified for you. All you need to do is to have adequate knowledge. Now, Bitcoin, like he said, is a digital currency created in 2009 that uses peer-to-peer technology to facilitate internet payment. And here you have no need for intermediaries, and that makes it all the more smoother to transact with. I know you still have questions, right? So that's why I encourage you and I invite you to get your questions ready and join for the live webinar with the Bitcoin Chief on the 8th of April 2022 at 3 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. WAT, that's West African time, and 6 p.m. East African time. So once again, thank you for listening, and I encourage you to share this with someone you might not know who you will be helping. And don't forget, Impact Africa Podcast is a production of Faithflows. Do well to connect with Faithflows at www.faithflows.org, even on Facebook at Faithflows Online. All right, I'll see you again on the next episode. Until then, my name is Vanessa. Enjoy. Bye for now.
Faith Flows is a nonprofit Christian organization. Support us today at faithflows.org/donate.